Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Troubling signs at Baylor University. An insidious new pattern has emerged at Baylor over the past decade, one of academic suppression and blatant viewpoint discrimination. Is someone challenging the inerrancy of scripture? Perhaps traditional gender roles? No, nothing as boring or as commonplace as that. It seems that scientists there are questioning Darwin and looking into evidence for intelligent design. The current controversy brewing here in Waco has nothing to do with getting intelligent design taught in schools. It's important that we understand that this is about the rights of scientists and scholars to pursue their research. This is the very basic, foundational principle of freedom of inquiry, which is absolutely necessary for the advancement of scientific knowledge. This principle is lost on Baylor University. After years of stifling intelligent design research, Baylor has upped the ante, shutting down the personal website of one of its most distinguished professors due to anonymous concerns that it may be perceived to support intelligent design. In response to the claim that the university had taken down a website by Robert Marks, distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at Baylor, a spokesperson for Baylor was quoted by the Baptist Press as claiming, quote, "This isn't about the content of the website," end quote. This is a cover for the real issue, which is the substance of the work being done at the Evolutionary Informatics Laboratory. Of course it's the content of the website, and the fact that Marx is conducting scientific research into intelligent design. In fact, Baylor's claim is laughable when you consider how other centers on campus enjoy the same web hosting from Baylor. While it is politically palatable to allow for certain more fashionable forms of dissent, in this case, it seems that there are limits to what Baylor will tolerate, and intelligent design is just beyond the pale for their censors. This is just the latest in a series of incidents where Baylor has attacked its own professors' academic freedom. In 2000, Baylor shut down William Dembski's Michael Polanyi Center for Complexity, Information, and Design. Just last year, Baylor initially denied tenure to renowned legal scholar Francis Beckwith, in part because he supported the constitutionality of teaching ID. While the Board of Regents finally reversed that decision and granted Beckwith tenure, this did not signal safety for politically controversial ideas or even for scientific inquiry. Now Baylor is sending a clear signal in removing Robert Marks's website. Academic freedom does not exist for scientists who want to study intelligent design. Unfortunately, this isn't an isolated incident, not for Baylor, and not for academia in general. In fact, since 2005, intelligent design has been forced out of college campuses and government institutes at an alarming rate. This happened on a national level when the Smithsonian Institution fired Dr. Richard Sternberg for publishing a pro-ID paper in 2005. Just this year, Iowa State University denied tenure to ID astronomer Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez, despite his impeccable research record. The campaign against academic freedom already made headlines in Texas earlier this year when Southern Methodist University faculty tried, and failed, to get the pro-ID Darwin vs. Design conference removed from their campus earlier this year because they would not tolerate intelligent design. Scientists must be allowed to conduct their research without fear of reprisal, harassment, or downright persecution. After it seemed the university had reached a compromise with Professor Marks last month, many of us hoped that things would be different at Baylor. We thought that perhaps it might be possible for scientists to conduct their research unhindered by any political agendas or anti-ID bias. It now appears that our hopes were misplaced. For continuing updates on the Baylor situation and other academic freedom issues, visit Evolution News at www.evolutionnews.org. This has been Annika Smith for ID the Future from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com. Thank you.